reported down here at the time the Labour Party and the Great Council in Acton were the same organisation as they were in several parts of the country, so I was the treasurer of both, and we were quite heavily involved in all sorts of escapades last year, like protesting outside chemists who developed Granwich Films,
photo, and all that sort of thing.
And we were in quite close contact with Brent.
Did you go down to the mass picket quite often? Was that not easy?
I'm a lazy soul, so I don't like picketing with chemists around here. But there were a lot of people who did go on the big mass pickets. And of course, Jack Dromey was then the secretary of Brent Trades Council, and he subsequently became a district officer in Southall for the Transport and General. And I knew Jack and Harriet anyway through the National Council for Civil Liberties. And Granwich was very similar around here to the miners' strike, where we were doing collections, demonstrating several times, threatened with arrest by the police, but we used to use what is now Cooper's Court up the road. Was a co-op, a big co-op store, which closed in about 1987. But the staff there were sympathetic to us, and of course we did a lot of the collecting on their forecourt, and the police would turn up to arrest us, and then there would be an outraged manager threatening to phone the commissioner because the police were trespassing on co-op property while members of the co-op and the Labour Party and the trade unions were going about their legitimate protests.